Hockey League scouts at our games. So, you know, it's you'll talk to some of them after. Some of them keep their distance, but I talked to three or four last night after the game, and you know, they're interested in a number of our players, and that's good for our team. You know, we're starting to get some recognition, and these guys are starting to follow us. So it was good to see that.
How aware are you before the game that they're going to be there? I mean, I saw Coach Comley there, and I saw a couple of others, but how aware are you that they're there before the
game? Well, you know, some of them will call, some of them won't, you know. So I think I talked to Buffalo, Columbus, Winnipeg before the game. I don't know if I talked to any other one, but Chicago was there, Tampa Bay was there, New York Rangers were there, for example, so that I saw. So there are a number of them there, and it's good and bad. You know, you don't want distractions during the year with your players. What makes it difficult is, you know, if we haven't been drafted, for example, Shane Hanna or Reed Sturles, they have not been drafted for an NHL team. So now, instead of just getting one team, like Blake Pietl's been drafted, so you know, he deals with one team, but Shane and Reed and our free agents, they've got maybe 30 teams talking to him and want to talk to him. So it can become very distracting, you know. So we're going to talk a little bit about this week because it was a busy weekend for our players, and you know, everybody wants a piece of you, and that's great. And you know, and we're going to do everything we can to help those guys have a future in hockey. But at the same time, they're playing for Michigan Tech, and that's where your focus has to be.
All right, your questions coming up. This is your last chance to get them in. DJ at themix93.com. Coach answers your questions on the Mel Pearson Show right after this.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Holy Brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger. A custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around. And if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger stuffed with Italian sausage topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog. Only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
All right, time for your questions here on the Mel Pearson Show. Thanks for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Question number one for Coach Pearson is, at what point during the week, Coach, do you decide who's going to be playing Friday night?
Yeah, good question. Usually we have an idea going into the week, even on Monday, who's going to play for the most part. You know, you have to get your lines and your defensive pairings in order so that they can practice together and get some chemistry. So usually on Monday, but we don't actually put the lineup on the board for a Friday game. If we're at home, we'll do it Thursday night. On the road this weekend, we played Saturday, so we gave them the lineup on Saturday morning at the pregame skate. You know, most guys know if you're going to play or not. Like Blake Pietl's pretty sure he's going to play. So usually it's only a couple guys that, you know, we have to move in and out of the lineup.
All right, second question, saying that Matt Roy looks really impressive back on defense as a freshman. What is the status of Dane Burks? And I know you touched on this during the Meet the Coaches.
Yeah, good question. And yeah, Matt had a real good weekend, solid. You know, he's just a very unassuming, no-nonsense, flies under the radar type player that you really like as a coach. Dane Burks is actually ineligible for the year. The NCAA ruled him ineligible. people. And I thought Dane got a real raw deal on that. It's just more of a technicality. And, you know, Dane did all the core work and all the SAT work and everything like that, and got all, you know, just a technicality that he got caught up on. And he'd been to a number of schools, and I really think he got a raw deal. Having said that, Dane is with us, and he's decided to stay here for the year at this point. And then Pittsburgh Penguins, you know, they drafted him, right, and they're comfortable with that, and they feel like he's in a good place and can get something out of this year, can still develop. So he won't be able to practice with our team the first half of the year, but he'll be able to practice the second half every day, and that's what we're.
But he won't be allowed to play, though.
No, he won't be able to play at all this year. So he's basically a red shirt year for Dane, which, you know, I know Wisconsin redshirted a couple pretty good players last year, and it happens. You know, it's going to be tough on him at times, but Dane's real committed to staying here at Tech and becoming a student athlete. So good for him. And I take that, you know, I think it's a good decision for Dane, and it takes a lot to make that decision.
Now, he doesn't lose a year of eligibility for that, does he?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. So he'll still have his 4 years of eligibility. And it's nice because, you know, I know, like in basketball and football, even here at Tech, most of those guys, they very rarely play the true freshman. Yeah. It's a little different, though, when you have a draft pick like Dane. So, but Pittsburgh's good. They just called me the other day again on him to see how he's doing and whatnot. And he can do some things off the ice and with Tyler, and do some things on the ice. Anyway, things are going well with Dane, and we can't wait to get him here for next year.
Second question is really more of a statement, and I think this is from our buddy D. We'll just leave it at that. It said, the last time Tech opened the season with two wins in a road series was your senior season. October 24th, 25th, and 1980. Huskies won 8-7 and 9-8 against Lake State University.
No way. Nice, low scoring games.
Yes, defense.
Yeah, I have no idea if that's right, but how many years is that? 40 some?
44 or 34 years.
34, yeah. I'm not very good at math, but wow, that's amazing if that's in fact true. But it's very difficult to win on the road. I don't care who you're playing or what the situation is, you still have to go in and play the game and play the right way. And you have to get some luck. I mean, you know, you could go in and have a great game, but all of a sudden a goaltender's hot and you lose that game.
And that's
game.
What it kind of might have seemed like could happen.
Oh, the thought ran through my mind as we kept peppering their goaltender, and he kept making great saves. Not just good saves, but some great saves. But you can run into a lot of different things, you know, bad, but whatever. But anyway, we found a way to win those games, and it's nice to get those league points. I mean, those are huge. You know, we talked about how important the league games are, and to get those 4 points, and Damon's doing a good job. That team is going to beat some teams. I mean, they're going to win some games just based on their goaltending. They've got a real good forward group, a veteran forward group. You know, they only played, I think, one freshman forward the first night. I think they put another one in the next night, but they've got a good group up front led by Globke, who was a freshman of the year last year in our league, a couple good seniors. So, and Damon's done a real nice job there. They were ready to play. You can tell they're a well-coached team. You know, like I said, they've got good players. They ran some familiar face-off plays. You know, I got a little chuckle out of that, and some things that, you know, obviously he's taken with him, but he's created some new ideas there too also. So good for him, and we want to wish him all the best, and we don't see them again this year. So, you know, I just want to say good luck, and he's a good person and a good coach, and he's going to do a real good job over there.
How much did you get a chance to talk to Damon, or did you, on the weekend?
Not a lot. I mean, we talked a little bit before the weekend, and then we talked a little bit after the game on Saturday, just a little bit. Ran into him after the stands, but not a lot. I mean, it's a tough situation. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's a competitive guy, and I'm a, you know, some people think I'm a competitive guy, and, you know, it's hard. It's hard. So, but I think we've got a good relationship and good friendship, and I'm sure we'll talk more this week, and, you know, I'll help him any way I can.
Well, thanks for the questions, ladies and gentlemen. We're just about out of time. Coach, thank you for your time. We want to remind everybody that though the Huskies are not playing an official game this weekend, the intra-squad game is at 6 o'clock, and we want the whole family to come out.
Yeah,
right?
Come on out. Bring everybody out. It's going to be a fun night. We're probably looking at playing 2 25-minute halves, so we're going to go pretty quick so we can get everybody out on the ice, and you'll get your, you know, posters and whatnot, and it's a good cause for junior hockey in the local area, so I think it's going to be a great night, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Coach, thank you very much. Congratulations on the two wins. The Huskies are undefeated. A couple of weeks off, and we'll head to Ferris State.
Yeah, thanks, Dirk.
All right, that's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Thanks to all of our sponsors. And the Mel Pearson Show airs Monday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.